What's going on, everybody? Welcome back into the Clubhouse Sports Podcast. I am your host, Frank Straub, and today's episode will be mainly housekeeping. First of all, I personally will be taking a step back from the combat sports-related episodes for the time being, at least jiu-jitsu. MMA, I may sprinkle in a few Frank's film rooms if some inspiration comes about, but jiu-jitsu-wise, I enjoy talking about it. I just don't feel as comfortable as I would if I felt like I knew more in a later stage. So hopefully down the line I know enough about jiu-jitsu and I'm still with it and I keep learning, and at the same time I still have this platform. Best case scenario, right? I mean, I'm so lucky to even be doing this. But hopefully down the line that can be the case, and I can, you know, bring people good content based on that, because I do enjoy talking about it. But right now, as a green ass white belt, I don't feel entirely comfortable giving my opinion in that universe. So I, along with Nate, will be focusing on NFL stuff for the time being. And it's not a numbers thing. It's not, oh, you know, the Bryce Mitchell video has a 40% like to dislike ratio, for example. Not a ratio, but only 40% people physically liked it. I think 6 people disliked it. For the actual, yeah, because of them 4. Yeah, okay. It's not a numbers thing. That's not discouraging in any way. I mean, that's just people's opinions, but it probably does mean that I would have to go back in and assess something in the lab, whether that be production-wise or content-wise. I don't know, but that's part of this journey, right? It's part of learning about podcasting. It's part of learning about creating content. So, you know, we're going to have some fun NFL stuff, predictions, film rooms, break needs, DB breakdown, of course. But yeah, that's all I got to say on that. Once a week, every Saturday after this Wednesday, today, May 21st. Recording this on Sunday the 17th, so I think that's the 21st. Maybe the 20th. I'm not sure. But moving to another topic that I'm not as well versed in is soccer. Before I knew it was coming back in the Bundesliga form this weekend, I did have somewhat of an interest in getting into it as a fan. And, you know, it's a very appealing sport. I think the first thing that stuck out to me was the 90-minute consistent pace of it. You know, not a lot of stoppages until, you know, halftime, obviously, and then the end. I mean, some injury stuff. But it is very appealing pace-wise. And then when you're actually watching it, I mean, just the athletic ability of some of these guys, the finesse, the agility, ball placement, they're very impressive. These are another thing that's very appealing about sports to me is people operating at the top of their physical capability, their mental capability in certain cases. I mean, Michael Jordan, for example, very certain MMA fighters. But soccer is up there. It deserves to be a professional sport. Trust me, anybody in America, any of my friends who don't think soccer is legit, it's pretty legit. Like I said, the ball placement and just the touch these guys have and the amount of training it must take, it blew me away. So I'm looking forward to being learning about the game of soccer. And, you know, there's a lot to keep up with, but I'm just excited to dabble in it. What else? The other thing was I mentioned finesse. The last thing is you're lacking that physicality, but that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, you think of major sports around the world, MMA, football, American football, basketball, and hockey, what do they all have in common? They all have that combination of the agility and the quickness combined with that physicality. I mean, you have the relationship between offense and defense. Physically, in football, you have on-ball defense in basketball. You have the contact in hockey, and then obviously you have literal contact, the purest form of human contact, besides probably sex, which is fighting. I mean, just two people punching each other in the face, kicking each other in the body, taking them down, either mounting and pounding, and then submitting, best case scenario. But my point is, physicality is a big thing in MMA, obviously, and fighting in general. But soccer doesn't have that, and you just focus on the finesse and the agility, and it just puts a spotlight on that aspect of human execution, and it's a beautiful thing to watch. The way guys move with the ball, especially, I mean, you know about Lionel Messi. I knew about Lionel Messi, but maybe he's on a different level, but I see a lot of that stuff from these guys. This is peak athleticism. That's all I gotta say. Very excited to watch soccer going forward. Yeah, so Nate's DB breakdown this Saturday. And then going forward, I'm gonna start a big prediction series for the NFL, team by team, probably one video or podcast per team if my preparation goes as planned. What else? Yes, very excited the coming months for that. Something I'll look forward to for me, even if the season doesn't happen. That just is a good distraction from whatever. And then we'll sprinkle in film rooms here and there with the NFL. Like I said, with MMA, whatever. Like, I don't have I have to do this at the Frank's film room. If something really sticks out to me about something in the NFL landscape, specifically at this point, probably going to try and go for it. Follow us on Instagram at clubhouse.cast. Subscribe and like the YouTube if you enjoy. Leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, etc., etc. You can find me at Frank_HDrab on Twitter and Instagram. And what else? That's it, man. Just wanted to get that off my chest again, I guess, about jiu-jitsu and then soccer. Just maybe filler, but that's another thing. I wanted to talk about it. My podcast. Oh well. See you in the next one. So, Thrive Fantasy is a brand new DFS fantasy app. They have streamlined the drafting process and eliminated the need to do unnecessary hours of research by only using top-tier athletes. Instead of the traditional salary cap format, you build your lineup around a list of prop bets. For each contest, you need to choose 10 of the 20 prop bets plus two ice picks, which will protect you from late scratches or postponed games. Each unique prop has an over or under point value assigned to it, and you will be rewarded that point value if the prop is correct. For example, will Brady throw for over or under 250 yards? The less likely the prop is to occur, the more points the choice will be worth, and you build your team score around the amount of correct props you select. Now, I know I gassed out at the end of that. That's a mouthful. However, use code Clubhouse for $10 upon your first sign up. Obviously, with the coronavirus going around, there's not much sports going on. UFC just canceled. I was going to throw that in as maybe a possible prop bet you could throw in on Thrive Fantasy. But no longer. They have a couple esports things, but it should be like June, July. I think things are calming down now. So sports will eventually come back, and you can use Thrive Fantasy to win yourself some money. So hop on that trend, and thanks for listening.